Richard and Sharon Sprague moved to Alaska in 1973. They were both 34 years old with a Volkswagen bus, a U-Haul trailer, a family of four, and thousands of pounds of books and other belongings on the ferry trip north.
All of our 7,000 pounds that we so carefully packaged up and carried with us is still sitting in the warehouse in the same box as it came in.
Really?
We never opened them. We didn't have time. We've always been busy.
Oh, wow.
Sharon says soon after moving here, she found she didn't have any time for things they had packed.
You know, I found when we came, we thought there's never going to be anything to do. There's nothing up here. And within 2 weeks, I realized what a diverse, educated community it was. I got into the arts, and Polly Lee was teaching classes, and I was painting, and I was teaching toll painting at the time, and they had a school play, and I drug my violin out, and we had a pit orchestra, and there was just a lot of things going on, and the whole community is that way.
The family had moved to Petersburg that year so Richard could partner with the other new dentist, Dr. Phil Beardsley. Both went to the same school, the University of Oregon Dental School in Portland, and Beardsley had called his alma mater looking for help. As it turns out, with 1 year left to go in that school, the Spreggs had driven through Alaska the year before and fallen in love with it.
Made the trip all the way to Fairbanks, down to Anchorage, to Valdez, and back down, and went back to school for the final year. And the farther north we got, the more beautiful it was, and we knew we were doomed.
The Spreggs rented a place in Petersburg for 2 years before buying property on Saspe Island, directly across from Petersburg and part of the more remote city of Kuprinov. Saspe is a 100-acre island, and the Spreggs are the only residents. The two dentists, Beardsley and Sprague, partnered for about 13 years, then split and continued separately. For years, they both also provided dental services in nearby Cake. Through it all, Richard and Sharon have been a team, raising a family and working together in the business, where she started helping out in 1985. They also got involved in politics of the tiny city of Kuprinov, serving as mayor and on the city council. They eventually outfitted their Saspe home with a micro hydroelectric generator and water from the Petersburg Mountain hillside behind them. But Sharon remembers the days before that.
We lived with. I didn't have electricity much until we had the generator on, and he'd put that on in the morning. And I'd have it on till about probably 9 or 10 o'clock. And they'd all leave and go off to school and work. And so I'd save everything up to do in the morning, and as soon as electricity was off, there wasn't any more noise, there was no anything. Refrigeration was a shelf out on the porch where the north wind would blow in and cool things. So we kept a screen on that so the squirrels wouldn't get in it. And that's what we moved to. And then the generator went out a couple years into being there, and we had gas lamps, and the kids did their homework with gas lamps.
They both turn 82 this year, born 1 month apart in the same town. So were they soulmates from the start?
No, not by a long shot.
Okay.
No, we just went to school together, and we went to the same, our parents went to the same church. So that was an acquaintance, and a good friends with his sister growing up together. And that's what happened. He went to the military, and when he came home, why, all the other girls were married, and I was the only one that was left.
Oh, really?
The couple also laughed. They've been retired once before. That was in 1999. The dentist they sold to decided not to stay, and it meant Dr. Sprague continued fixing teeth for nearly another two decades. And work is something they both say he's going to miss.
When I look back at all the things that have happened, it's a pleasure to be able to help somebody, and that's where I've been able to help them with their problems, and they rewarded me for it, and I'm real thankful for that.
The couple will be gardening at their south-facing home on Saspe Island. They'll continue commuting back and forth to Petersburg in their Boston Whaler and invite their neighbors to stop by sometime. They also have a garden going on property in Cake, but Sharon says it's time for retirement.
We're starting into our 80s, and it's time. And this is a good time for Search to come in and start theirs, and I'm sure they'll do fine.
Search is the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The regional health care provider is buying the practice and says it will continue it and expand it under a new name, Oceanside Dental Clinic. Director of Dental Services Matt West says Search is recruiting for a dentist and will be renovating the downtown building that the Spraggs will lease to Search.
I hope that Petersburg sees this as a positive. The Spraggs have quite the legacy that they are leaving behind, and we hope to build and grow upon that. One of the things we intend to do is bring in specialty services. Our first thing probably in early in the fall will be to bring in pediatric dental specialists. And that's a service that we intend to provide on a regular basis to the community.
Oceanside Dental Clinic will be open for all patients, not just beneficiaries of the Native Alaskan-run health consortium. Until a new dentist is hired, they'll rely on others in the Search program. It's not the only option in town. Petersburg also has another dentist practicing. The Spraggs' last day is April 30th, and Search takes over May 1st, but won't likely have service reopened until later that month. The regional provider also took over behavioral health services in Petersburg earlier in April. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.